It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M now. MG, the other week we had thespian actor extraordinaire Brendan Cowell on the show.
We did.
But we do like to broaden our scope. We like to have some talented people beyond the sporting arenas occasionally. And very early on in the history of this show,
yes,
we had a certain athlete come in the studio and knock our socks off, not in the way you would have expected.
Now something's different, I don't know the reason why. Whenever we separate, I almost want to cry.
Oh, they are the dulcet tones of Lucas Big Daddy Brown, who joins us on the line. Lucas!
How are you, mate? That sounded great.
You have a future after your boxing career. You have a big future. Well, it's been settled. The 21st of April, Wednesday the 21st of April in Wollongong, getting ready to rumble against ex-rugby league player and 10-0, Paul Gallen. How do you feel?
Mate, I feel great. Honestly, it's been a little bit too long in between fights, and unfortunately my last fight was November 2019 against Hapuati, so I don't want to leave my career on that note, that's for sure. I'm just pumped. I'm excited. It's been nearly 18 months to fight, so to get into the fight with someone like Gal, who obviously brings bums on seats and all that sort of stuff, over six rounds. So it's just going to be a fan-friendly fight. I think it's going to be great.
I'm yet to see, and Gal's only new to this game, but I'm yet to see a fighter who's a better fight promoter than Paul Gallen. I mean, he's got a future for once he hangs up the gloves to become a boxing promoter, because, my goodness, every time he steps in the ring, everybody knows about it. And I suppose fighting someone the caliber of you is a big step up for him.
But unfortunately, the problem with Australian boxing is that he's the A side of this particular bout, which I don't mind. I go along with it, and I'll get into his lane, so to speak. But as you said, like, he's a great promoter of the sport and everything else, so I don't mind getting involved. And I think a lot of people are going to know my name more after this fight than they will after my actual world title. So, but it is what it is, and this is where we live. So, yeah, I'll run with it.
Now, Lucas, you've had the weigh-in with Gao. You've stood toe-to-toe with the man. The height difference is substantial. The size difference is substantial. Have you ever fought somebody of Gao's stature previously?
I have, and I've actually fought a fellow that was shorter as well. But, yeah, we stood toe-to-toe, but definitely not eye-to-eye, that's for sure. mate, he seems like a really lovely bloke, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to the fight game, there's going to be a lot of banter backwards and forwards and everything else, and we've got to say things and then probably just shake hands at the end of it. Yeah, respect when all is said and done, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you played rugby league. You know what it's like when you walk across that white line. You change. Yeah. Your eyes roll back, and I suppose it's the same with this. This is about you putting some big cabbage in your back pocket. When I think you were quoted yesterday saying that when you won your title fight, it was only for about 30 grand or something. This is a lot more than that. And that's the state of affairs, as you just mentioned, that, you know, the likes of Gal and Barry Hall and some other fighters. We had a fight night in Townsville recently with all footballers, which raided its ass off. So if you don't jump on the bandwagon, well, you're missing out, aren't you?
Exactly right, especially with COVID and all the rest of the way it's going. Yeah, there's a lot of overseas fights that are sort of falling through. I was supposed to fight in Vegas in March last year, and that fell through. So, yeah, it basically means that I've got to fight in Australia. So why not take out everyone in Australia, starting with Gal?
It makes sense. Hey, now, Lucas, I mean, knockouts, that's what you do. Did you watch the Hunt v. Gallen fight? Did you see that punch that Gal took on the chin?
I did, mate, and unfortunately, I wasn't Gal fought the normal fight that Gal would fight, and I was quite impressed. Like, he comes forward, he's very constant, he's overwhelming, all that sort of stuff. But I was actually disappointed with Mark Hunt, because he did rock it, but he didn't sort of follow up. So I think coming in at 128 kilos wasn't exactly the best idea for him. Where someone like myself, I'll come in at 115, and when I do rock someone, I finish it. There's no questions about it. I swarm, I finish, and end of story.
Where are you basing your training facilities? I know you're at the airport as we speak, about to jump on a plane to go to Perth. You've been spending a bit of time over there. Who's been training you in Perth, Lucas?
In Perth, I've hooked up with a new gym called Pinky's Gym. And I have the trainer's called Clay Faulkner. It's pretty much the same sort of setup and situation as it was previously with Onyx, but because of COVID, Onyx had to close down. So a lot of people have basically just jumped ship and moved to the next gym along the road, basically, you know what I mean? So it's all happening still the same as what it always has. I've got the full setup at home as well. Again, due to COVID, I've made sure I've got everything set up at home just in case there is a lockdown or something of some sort. So, mate, rearing to go, 7 weeks. I'm 120 kilos already. So, yeah, I've got 5 kilos in 7 weeks and more than happy to do it.
Now, Lucas, tell us when this ends. It's only going 6 rounds. You wanted 10. There's back and forthing. How does this fight end? When does it end?
Okay, I thought it was 10 because I got told that it might be for an Australian title, which means it's 10 rounds. So right. Apparently no one told Gal that. So it's 6 rounds. And I'm fine with that because he obviously can't go past 6 rounds. We've seen that as well. Now, there's no problem in that. It just means, as I said, it's going to be more fan-friendly. So instead of me standing there trying to jab and box and everything else, I'm just going to stand in front and we're just going to punch. So I think, yeah, you see some two good Aussie fellas getting together, having a good old punch-up. It's going to be great.
What? But give me the ram where he's on his backside, Lucas.
I don't like doing that because there's a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Yep.
A lot of pressure. Yeah, because you might do something stupid because I remember I said second round, so you got to do something stupid to get there.
But okay.
I don't like judges' decisions, that's 100%. Like, without a doubt, he's going out, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he is on his back because then I know I've won.
Yes.
Yeah.
If and when you win this bout, is Justice Hooney on your horizon at all?
Still very, very much signed for July. So win, lose or draw, I'm still fighting Justice in July, yes.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
You're going to be a busy boy.
MG, I know footballers are doing a lot of the legwork, but I'm loving the Australian boxing scene at the moment. There is plenty going on.
Oh, and Timmy Zoo.
Timmy Zoo, what about that, man? We cannot wait to see this one. Gallen v. Brown, April 21st, Wollongong Entertainment Centre. If you can't get a ticket, and I imagine it'll sell out pretty bloody quick, you need to be watching this one on pay-per-view via Foxtel. Lucas Big Daddy Brown, you're in the airport on the phone, so we wouldn't ask you to do it down the line. So we'll send you out with one of these.
Now something's different. I don't know the reason why. Whenever we separate, I also want to cry.
Oh. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with the training, and we can't wait to see the fight.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Thank you.